هؤلاء المسلمين كانوا يرسلون
برشود عرب جدعون بن موشي الشمش بنو بحيهم. We're very fortunate. Yesterday we had one of the most enlightening and pleasurable shiurim from the rabbi for about an hour and a half before Minha. I cannot tell you, it was Me'ain Olam Abba. The rabbi sitting here is a true Tamid Hakam from the highest caliber. Whoever is able to meet with him and help him for his kolel in Yerushalayim in HaKodesh, he's not doing the rabbi a favor because he's going to get it from somewhere else. But you're doing yourself a favor because it's a very, very noble institution, and is the student of Gedolei Yisrael as well. I just want to say one halakha that the rabbi said yesterday in the shi'ur, which I thought was enlightening, that many people might not think of it. That's why I want to say it in front of Kahal V'Aida. Everybody knows that Maran, Shulchan Aruch is posek, that in a year that Tish'a B'Av comes out on a Sunday, like this year, so there's no Shavua Shehalbo. The Shavua Shehalbo is technically waived. Even though there's some Lishonim that say that the Shavua Shehalbo is the week before, but that's only Yesh Omrim in Maran. Setam, Maran writes that the halakha is no Shavua Shehalbo, which is good news in the sense we don't have to worry about no shaving, no haircuts. We don't have to worry about wearing freshly laundered garments or cleaning garments, hot showers. These things are all waived. But the rabbi said that when the people hear this, they're making a big mistake. Because what's going to happen this year? Shabbat, everybody comes in Bigdei Shabbat. They're wearing the Shabbat clothes. Motzei Shabbat, okay, we're still in the Shabbat clothes because it goes straight into Tisha B'Av. Sunday, which is the day of Tisha B'Av itself, the people are not going to come to the Bet Knesset in the Bigdei Shabbat, especially on Tisha B'Av. The rabbi said he's going to come like a hatan in front of all the mourners. During the week he doesn't wear Shabbat clothes. On Tisha B'Av he's going to wear Shabbat clothes. It's going to look strange. So what is he going to wear on Sunday? His regular Sunday clothes. Ah, but the regular Sunday clothes, they're freshly laundered. He's taking it from his from the cleaners. He's taking it from his closet. On Tisha B'Av, we all agree, forget about Shavua Shehalbo. That's Yom Shehalbo. That's the day itself. And therefore, for sure, it's asur on the day itself to wear freshly laundered garments. So the rabbi reminds us that still, for your Sunday clothes of the day itself, you have to prepare. When do you prepare it? You prepare it on Friday. You prepare it from before. You wear it until it gets a little zi'az, a little sweat. You walk around a little, and you put it on the side. So although the law doesn't apply, but there is an application that is going to be very, very practical. Secondly, the poskim say, the Ben Ish Chai holds it as well, that although the law of shaving is permissible during the week before Tisha B'Av, however, it's proper to refrain from shaving going into the Shabbat of Hazon, which would be, let's say, Friday. The rabbi contemplated maybe Thursday night as well, but for sure, Friday, one should refrain from taking his normal Erev Shabbat shave. So when he comes into Shabbat, at least Sunday, he has a little scruff, so at least it's noticed that he's a little ba'avilut. Now, from the strict halakha, it's permissible because there's no Shavua Shehalbo. But really, even Hakam Ovadia and Hakam Ben Sion and the Ben Ish Chai, all of them all give this advice of Chaim Palachi. They all give this advice that it's better to go into the Ta'anit at least from Shabbat Hazon, not Megula. So that would be Friday. But up until then, it would be permissible. Now, of course, there's the opinion of the Benu Ari that was more strict than all the opinions, that held no haircuts the entire 3 weeks. And he held no meat the entire 3 weeks. But those are only for those that, you know, Be'im Besod Hashem. But according to Maran, that's the halakha as well.